There was no Brad butt, though. How do you feel about that? In either of the movies. You did see a gimp butt, though. Are you into gimp butts?
No!
Just checking.
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Sarah.
And we're the hosts of March Bradness. Episode 1.
The first episode ever.
With Brad Pitt's first film, and Brad Pitt's film that has two ones in the title. The Dark Side of the Sun, 1998 drama / romance, with Ocean's 11.
Which is two ones. I call it Ocean's 1-1.
Ocean's 1-1. They win!
Hey, have you seen Ocean's 1-1?
Oh my god.
They win.
We're going to guide you gently through this process and slowly add more people in. Not today. Because we have friends, I promise.
So, if you don't know, if you didn't listen to our preliminary episode...
Which you should, because we're delightful.
We are. March Madness is a competition. And we're pitting all of Brad Pitt's movies against themselves. We have a bracket that we're going by, and each episode features two Brad Pitt movies that we watch back to back, and then we talk about them at length.
We're looking for the best Brad. So we're not looking for the best Brad movie. We're not looking for the best Brad character. We're looking for, like, what makes Brad Brad? Where is he giving it his all? Where does he have the most essence? You know, we're divorcing him from the film and looking at the Brad.
Which is proving to be harder than you would think.
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
Yeah, but that's our mission, and we're doing it for you because I think America deserves to know who the ultimate Brad is.
Definitely.
General spoiler alert for this entire podcast. All movies will be spoiled.
All of them.
Because we're talking about the movies. So I guess
and the
we
Brad.
Should probably do like a general synopsis of Ocean's 11.
Yeah. George Clooney gets out of jail and he wants to get his wife back from like a hotel dude. And so he enlists Brad Pitt to help him heist this casino with
11 people.
11 people, including Brad and the Clune.
And a really old guy who I feel bad. He didn't want any part. He had a nice lady. He was dating a woman who worked the unmentionables counter at Macy's. He wanted nothing to do with this. Anyway, yeah. So,
but he wanted her to be able to retire.
That was nice of him. And he got away with it.
And they all got away with it.
It's a
spoiler alert.
It's a great heist movie.
It's fun.
About 80% of it is backed by like a smooth jazz track. Mm-hmm. Let me want to go over my notes here because I feel like I don't want to like dive right into it too soon. First thing I wrote down is Brad snacking.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and he mentioned there's a really famous continuity error where Brad Pitt's snacking on some shrimp, and between each cut, it switches between him snacking on a plate of shrimp and him snacking on a little cup of shrimp, and I didn't notice that.
I kind of want to go back and watch that scene.
Yeah. Well, we have it on DVD, so we can.
Shit,
we can
right.
GIF it.
We own all three
Ocean's Eleven. Yeah, we bought all three Ocean's Elevens for like $3 the other day. Gosh. Shout out to Cheapo. Minneapolis staple. Support your local businesses. They're great. They gave us a discount because we bought a shit ton of empty CD cases.
Yeah.
That's my advertisement. Someone please sponsor us.
You dropped that so clean.
No, but so he's got cup shrimp, plate shrimp, cup shrimp, plate shrimp.
What is it? What's he gonna do next? No wonder he's so good at sleight of hand.
Well, that's like a testament to how good of an actor he is.
Yeah, there's a lot going on though. There's a lot of men in that scene. 11.
Sarah's face blind.
I am face blind. It's harder for me to tell men apart, especially when they're all like white guys with the same haircut, which was the majority of the 11 of the Ocean's 11.
There's the old guy, the Chinese guy,
yeah,
Don Cheadle.
That helped me. I could tell them apart. I could tell Clooney and Brad apart.
Nice.
So that's good. But that it ends there.
You couldn't tell the tiny Chinese man apart from
guy,
Brad Pitt?
They were my favorites because I could easily tell them apart. I'm going to confess, it's kind of stressful for me to do this when I don't know the Brad movie because I'm like nervous that I won't recognize him when he shows up. I have to pay really close attention.
At the start of The Dark Side of the Sun, Brad Pitt's in like his fucking Okay, so in Dark Side of the Sun, Brad Pitt spends a lot of the movie in this weird, like, gimp suit, which we will go into in depth in a little bit.
Yeah.
But he starts out with a stupid monologue about, like, sometimes I wish I had never been born. And Sarah thought it was a girl.
It sounded like a girl.
It wasn't. It was just young Brad Pitt.
He sounds like a girl. Okay, well, we did, like, a massive age jump between the two movies, which That's is true. Really... That was the youngest Brad I'd ever seen.
Well, wait until we see Benjamin Button. Then he's an old man, baby. But just with the, like, mind of an old man.
Just like old paintings of Jesus. Okay, so back to Ocean's 11. One of the interesting things that happened in the movie was Brad's shift in power versus Clooney.
Mm.
I thought that was handled really well.
Yeah, with subtle costume changes.
Yeah!
George Clooney's always in, like, this dark suit, because he's George Clooney. And Brad's always in, like, these, like, sleek 2001 white metallic shirts and shit.
And, like, pastel jackets.
Pastels and, you know, like, real light. And then there's a scene where George Clooney jeopardizes the whole thing because he wants to fuck Julia Roberts again, basically. And then Brad Pitt is wearing all dark clothes and George Clooney is wearing just, like, a white shirt.
You went to film school.
I did. I have a degree in media studies. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Cinema and Media Cultural Studies from the University of Minnesota. So I know what I'm talking about.
She knows what she's talking about. And you went to Emerson.
Yeah, that like too. But hardcore. Don't put me on your list of famous alumni, Emerson, because you never gave me any fucking money.
Fuck Boom. That. More notes. Hand tattoo, bad haircut. It was a bad, let's be real. It was a bad haircut.
It was a bad haircut.
He needs to be...
It's like a Caesar sort of thing, like kind of what Justin Bieber had going on for a couple weeks there.
Yeah, it's bad. He is doing Brad voice in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really tonguey.
Yeah, that like... Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. It's really like mouthy.
It's real front of mouth. It's because he's got those big pillowy lips. You know? Don't stare. For God's sake, don't talk about Fight Club. But that's like sort of more Matt Damon-y because like Matt Damon's in this movie
Matt
too.
Damon was who I kept... I would see him and I'm like, who is that?
Matt Damon.
Oh my God.
Before we had to send him into space.
Back to the notes. I said, I'm seeing a classic even Brad. I said, I do feel that he is playing Brad.
Definitely. I feel like there's a period of time and there's a type of Brad that is, it's working with the notes he hit in Fight Club. Which we'll talk about more, that's I think, when we talk about Fight Club. He's got Brad mouth, he's like, boo-boo, he's like, suave and like, cool, and you're like, I want to fuck him, but I also want to punch him in the face, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is his character in this, yeah.
Yeah. I think he definitely goes from like a, like, shit-eaten suave to like, I know what the fuck I'm doing
yeah,
suave.
Yeah, exactly. When he calls Benedict and is like, yo... This is what's happening. I'm robbing you right now.
This second.
He's in the casino by the slots.
Of course I'm in the casino. In fact, I'm staying in your hotel. I have two words for you. Mini bar.
As soon as your guards hit the casino floor, a white, unmarked van is going to pull up in your valet station. Your guards will load the bags into the van's rear. If anyone so much as approaches the driver's door, we'll blow everything.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It was badass.
As opposed to when he's talking to Topher Grace, who canonically in the Ocean's 11 universe exists as a celebrity, then Brad Pitt doesn't, which is an interesting thing I was thinking about.
Who's Topher?
Topher Grace. He played Eric Foreman in That 70s Show. He was the guy, the celebrity that Brad Pitt was teaching how to play cards. Because George got out of jail and they were like, where can I find Rusty? And they're like, he's teaching celebrities how to play cards. And Topher Grace was the celebrity who was teaching play cards.
Oh, I didn't know what he was. I thought he was just palling around in the beginning.
No, he was teaching celebrities how to play cards.
I didn't know there was like a point to that scene.
Yeah. Sarah's just not good at watching movies.
I'm really bad at it.
She's always like, wait, what's going on?
I've seen Ocean's 11 like 3 times, and I feel like this is the first time I really understood what was happening. But this time I did better.
You did do better.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're in film school, or I'm glad that you are certified.
I have a degree.
I'm glad you have a degree, and you could explain it to me.
You're welcome.
This is why.
Do my best.
See, we have different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. I'm here to notice nothing.
I'm here to notice how hot Brad is and how things are going, which brings me to our next segment.
Start a fight club, Brad reputation.
Type in Brad Pitt hot goss. Okay, Google.
That's just going to bring up pictures of Ryan Gosling.
Pictures of Ryan Gosling.
Okay, Google. What's going on with Brad Pitt right now?
This came back from a search.
According to Celebrity Dirty Laundry, which seems to be a pretty anti-Angie site, we here at March Bradness are
I'm pro-Angie.
Pro-Angie?
She's really hot.
Okay.
I don't care that she has a blood necklace.
That was in the past and with Billy Bob Thornton. We are neutral journalists on the issue of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's divorce, although we will have a Brad slant. The hosts have their own opinions. According to Celeb Dirty Laundry, Angelina Jolie, furious, experiences meltdown, learns that her children now want to live with Brad Pitt.
Well, who wouldn't want to? I feel like Brad is like the fun. Am I wrong here? I feel like Brad is the fun dad and Angie's like the uptight mom in that divorce dynamic.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, I mean, like, obviously she's uptight because she's being like fucking crazy about it.
Yeah.
But the whole crux of the divorce is that Angie was like, Angie's school of parenting is like no rules parenting.
Oh.
And like, oh, we're just going to bring him to Cambodia and like film with it and stuff. And Brad's like, we should raise our children like normal children and they should go to school and like have timeouts and
so
stuff.
So it's no Legends of the Fall childhood.
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, color me surprised.
Yeah.
Brad, I mean, just like, seems like such a goof, you know? And Angie's so severe.
No, I
she
feel
has
like
a blood necklace.
Had. I feel like Brad's a good dad. You know, I feel like he like will like play catch with you. Like there were all those like paparazzi pictures of when they went to Home Depot in London or whatever to like do a little build yourself project.
Uh-huh.
I really that resonates. I feel like he's like that kind of dad, but I feel like he's willing to like do the discipline.
If Brad Pitt was scolding me, I would like cry.
Yeah, cuz he seems so nice. There's really hasn't been any recent Brad news.
Hmm. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he got a rare skin disease and he can't
come
outside.
Out at night unless he's dressed in a gimp mask.
All right. Well, Dark Side of the Sun.
Holy shit. This movie has everything. This movie's... Quick summary. Yugoslavian American film. Takes place in Yugoslavia. Brad Pitt it's his first major role. He's the star. He spends a solid, I want to say 60% of this movie in like a weird like leather gimp suit. Because he's a man who's allergic to light.
Like, full on. Like, it's like American Horror Story. He's got, like, the hood and, like, a latex, like, shirt and then, like, leather pants and then
leather jacket, leather gloves.
It just keeps going. He's got little
motorcycle helmet.
Caps for his ears.
Yeah.
But there's, like, a little cutout for his mouth.
So you can
and there's,
talk.
Like, little cutouts for his eyes.
Which I wrote down. Spooky beetle eyes, body horror, no.
All you can see is like a little glimmer of light in each eye.
In his beautiful baby blues.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. It's
straight out of a horror movie.
It's
Our
so
roommate
bad.
Anne described the movie as a panic attack. And it's like there's so many scenes happening in this like Yugoslavian square and they're having like all these festivals and stuff.
It's like Yugoslavian Burning Man and
yeah,
like, playing
like,
guitar and like smashing buckets.
This horrifying giant like businessman in a suit getting burned like a papier-mâché businessman. And like the sound design in this movie is horrible. So
everything's too loud.
Everything's super loud.
Brad when he's in his gimp mask
you
and
can't?
It's too quiet.
Okay. Negative points for Brad. You can't understand him in the gimp suit at all.
Positive points to Brad. Even though you can't understand a word he's fucking saying in the gimp suit, you can really, like, feel his emotions.
I thought he had some subtle gestures that he did really well. I liked after he was talking to his dad. So he gets, like, in a fight with his dad because he decides, he meets a girl, classic Brad, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to live in my gimp suit anymore.
Fuck you, Dad. I'm tired of being a gimp.
So he's like,
I want to be a real boy.
He's like, I'm going to take off my gimp suit. And the dad's like, if you do that, you'll have 3 days to live. And Brad's
before
like,
before you break out in boiling blisters and die a horrifically painful death.
And he's like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Fucking do it.
But, like, they're having this conversation. It's clearly difficult for Brad. And, like, on one hand, like, when he's in the gimp suit, it's, like, it's awkward when he's in the gimp suit. I felt like there was some overacting going on.
Definitely.
It was, like, kind of cheesy. It felt dated. But he did this thing. He, like, knocks over this goblet on the table, which was whatever. But then he did this thing where he was, like, kind of smoothing down the tablecloth. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
And it felt, like, really real. And then he did it again when he was at the beach and he realized he'd been going around without his gimp suit for a couple days and he sees that he has like a welt on his arm for the first time. And I felt like his reaction to that was really good. He like looked at it a minute and then he like pulled down his sleeve and then he kept like smoothing over it. Like he was trying to make it go away and like a lot of like little finicky gestures.
Definitely, definitely. I feel like too, like the overacting is definitely present. Definitely a product, I think, of the time and the fact that he really hadn't acted much before. So I think considering his experience.
You could tell it was baby's really first role. And it was definitely like he was the star of the movie. Definitely. He stood out.
Carried it.
Yeah, he did.
Clearly was fucking his co-star.
Yes.
Cheryl Pollock.
She looked like she was in a Madewell commercial.
She did. Everything old
Everybody
is new again.
In this movie had really good hair. Her hair was so good.
It made me want to like take every vitamin in the world.
Brad's hair was looking really good too. Okay, Brad, he was so little.
He was a baby.
He was so cute. He's like, oh my god. So he'd never seen the sun before, so they'd like caked on the face powder. He was like white as a ghost. But his hair was like looking really good.
Really
healthy. Probably no sun damage to that hair.
Yeah.
Does hair get sun damaged?
Probably, yeah.
Like skin? Okay. No sun damage to that hair.
And he's just like really, he's got like this genuine exuberance in him when he goes down to the beach his first time out of the gimp suit and he's in this like little rebel without a cause-esque outfit and he's playing around in the water and he takes off his leather gimp suit boots and is like splashing around and does like this little like cartwheel or whatever and he sort of falls over and it's just like really charming and like really genuinely like I felt like I was watching a kid playing a puddle for the first time.
Yeah, that was the best part of the movie. Definitely. It was when he took off the suit and he's like in the sun for the first time. He did like cartwheels. He was like face down in the mud.
Flapping around.
In the sand. And then he meets a dolphin
and they like headbutts him or whatever. And then later in the movie, he's like, a dolphin taught me how to swim.
I want you to know how happy I've been today. I went swimming for the first. Oh, there was this dolphin, right? This dolphin taught me how to swim.
A dolphin?
Yes, it was incredible. And these two little kids recognized who I was. Don't ask me how. Got my first photos taken. Spent the afternoon with a girl. It has been the most beautiful day in my life.
And it's like, oh my god, my heart. He was very Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he looked
movie.
Like a little Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I made a note that his hair is perfectly coiffed, even though he's been living in a gimp mask for the past however much years. There's a really, the dynamic between Brad and his fake dad in this movie is really actually quite nice. And you'd expect there to be like, you know, a sense of resentment and stuff. Like that's something you come to expect in films is like, this like, you never, this isn't my dream, this is your dream, dad, like whatever stuff. But there seemed to be like a really genuine and authentic relationship. Trigger warning. Body horror.
Oh my god.
At the end.
Oh my god.
He's like, roll like, straight Cronenberg, like, fly, like, skin
His
peeling
face
and just.
Does
like,
get really gross. But I'm, like, really sensitive to, like, face kind of stuff, and it's, like, it's very, like, theater makeup, you know. But it is gross. He can't be exposed to any light at all, like, even candlelight. And there's a stupid scene where, like, he, like, bones the girl he's been after, and they, like, she doesn't know that it's him.
Yeah, she doesn't know it's Brad. She thinks it's. Gimp.
She falls in love with this man wearing a gimp suit.
Kink
shame. She's like, I have to have this gimp suit man. Then she meets Brad Pitt when he's running around without his gimp suit.
And he is, let me tell you, the cutest boy. He is so cute.
He's adorable and he's running around all happy and he's like, hey, how's it going? Let's talk. And she's like, hey, can you tell me about this guy? He wears a gimp suit. So Brad is like, oh, that's my friend. And she's like, tell me about him.
And he's like a loner. He doesn't want to like hang out.
Brad's like, he's got a skin disease. And she's like, tell me more.
He's like, if he goes out in the sun, he'll die in 3 days.
She's like, interesting. Like,
all right.
And like, there's this whole thing keeps going on. I don't know. What do you call that in film school? A bait and switch.
Dramatic irony.
Okay, dramatic irony. And like Brad in his Brad wear. He's stunting in the whole movie. He's like dressed.
He's like really fashionable.
Dressed really well. Brad like tries to kiss her and she's like, I can't. I'm in love with a gimp. And then so they finally bone when he's in his gimp suit. And
he's not in the gimp suit while they bone. He's naked when they bone. But, like,
is he? They only show his top half.
His beautiful face in the dark.
Yeah, so he, like, turns off all the lights.
And she's like, I can see your face and, like, with my hands.
Yeah, it's she's like,
why don't you know what your fucking friend Rick looks like?
You can see in the dark a little bit. Otherwise, clubbing wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
So that was stupid. And it's like, don't you recognize his voice? Even though he does talk like a gimp.
Just like gimp talk like Sarah. Do you know personal experience?
He talks like this. He says, I'm Brad Pitt and I just want to live.
He sings nursery rhymes a lot.
They're like leading up to the boning. And they go on a nice romantic date on the beach. And they
As Brad, not as Gimp Brad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like two separate trips to the Gimp house.
She's kind of two-timing him. Is that right? No, he's in the Gimp suit because he's making her tea.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Gimp making you tea, singing.
He's like squatting in the Gimp suit. And he makes her tea and she lays down in this little cabin shed on the beach and he sings her like a nursery rhyme. They've been on this nice romantic date and he's like,
as romantic as it can be with a man in full leather gimp suit.
She just falls asleep.
Yeah, and then he leaves.
And then after they bone, he leaves again and she wakes up and she's like,
He's covered in horrifying blisters.
He does wake up. That boy, that happened fast.
Because it was his third day.
He went from totally fine to like one mild arm rash to like face peeling off.
But then he rides his motorcycle into the sunset.
Yeah, he rides. I would like to think he's okay. I would like to think he found a doctor.
Like Jesse Pinkman.
He was,
in Breaking Bad.
He was riding really fast to find a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like, please.
He's like, shit, I've gotten boned. I got laid. I need to stay alive. No, I feel like the Brad in Dark Side of the Sun was very fun to watch. Brads were really fun to
watch. They were really fun, yeah.
And they were very different. I think that makes it hard to talk about the Bradness. Because, again, Ocean's 11 Brad is the quintessential Brad.
It is.
When you think Brad Pitt, you think of the Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11. He's snacking. He's suave. He's, like, funny, but he's, like, smooth, you know? Brad is a very good comedic actor.
He is.
I think that's something we don't talk about enough as people.
Anne pointed out that he did a really good job not stealing the show in that movie. Mm,
definitely.
It felt like he was
an ensemble.
Yeah. He wasn't fading into the background, but he wasn't like, hey, look at me.
Yeah. But he's still really memorable.
Yeah.
But was he wearing a gimp mask the whole time? And did he play with a dolphin? Just a sidebar, Brad Pitt does take off his shirt a lot in Dark Side of the Sun. And he is so ripped. He's like real hot.
Skinny ripped, I believe.
He's skinny ripped. So, you know, like when dudes are like, still skinny, but they're, like, ripped, as opposed to, like, being, like, jacked, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Skinny ripped.
Skinny ripped. Ideal. At all boys and men listening.
Hannah's our number one boy lover on this podcast, and she will be reviewing all shirtless Brads.
All Brads. So, no, you don't get to see his butt, but that's okay. And in Ocean's 11, you know, he's, like, he's good looking, you know, he's attractive, he's suave, he's got that confidence. But
he's
like,
just like kind of a dude in that one.
Yeah, I feel like
he had like a short haircut, wasn't very flattering, yeah. And he was like, he was kind of sleazy.
Yeah, definitely sleazy.
Brad definitely wanted to pinch, I said this I already off the podcast, but I feel like the lesbian director in BoJack, when she's like, she's obsessed with Aaron Paul, and she's like, I just want to pinch his little cheeks.
I just want to put him in my pocket. That's how I felt about Dark Side of the Sun, Brad.
He was so cute. No, that's how I felt about Dark Side. You want to smooch him.
Yeah, I do. And keep him in my pocket.
He was
just
so
cute.
Just
keep him in my pocket and go, he was doing like a little hamster. But like not in like a furry.
I'm so conflicted.
I'm really conflicted.
you know, in the beginning, it was like the overacting was bothering me, and he definitely cannot talk through this gimp suit.
But then it's like, could anyone
talk? I feel like he could have enunciated a little better. I don't know.
Maybe he was really dedicated.
It was poor sound design.
It was also filmed in Yugoslavia in 1988, and he was paid $1,000 to be in it.
That's crazy.
It was like $1,200. He was like thrilled.
Say the thing about the entertainment value.
So Dark Side of the Sun was initially shelved until like fucking 98 or something. It was shelved for like 10 years because it, quote, lacked entertainment value.
But I was entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know, this is like, he's doing a good job with what he has, but like, I don't think it's enough to compensate for it.
But then he kisses a dolphin.
But then he took off the fucking gimp suit and he was like lit up like a little sunshine and he was flipping around on the beach. And it was really genuine. He was playing on the beach.
Found a starfish.
Found a starfish.
Flung it out.
He killed a starfish in that movie. Crumbled it in his hands in a strange...
After letting it dry out.
Strange act of violence.
He was mad that the girl didn't want to kiss him.
Yeah, but she wasn't cheating on him. She was not cheating on the gimp.
She wasn't cheating on him with him.
Exactly.
So he should have
I
been
really
flattered.
Wish they called this movie 3 Days to Bone, and I wish that he'd been upfront with her.
Yeah, because they could have done a lot of boning.
They could have boned at least 3 times.
At least 3 times. Maybe even 3 times
Maybe
a day.
Maybe even 3 times a day with the lights on.
Yeah, because he'd be like...
Because he has a skin disease and
so
he's trying to...
So then she'd get to see his hot little cute little brad face.
He's trying to soak up the sun.
Hot brad bog, cute brad face.
He fucked up.
He fucked up.
I don't know why he was playing coy when he had 3 days to live.
Because he had to be...
If I had 3 days to live, I would be like, I have 3 days to live.
Pony. I feel like something that really bothered me in this one was like, when they were like sitting on the beach reading Edgar Allan Poe and stuff, melodramatic.
Gimp suit Brad, I felt like he kept going back and forth, and that's what really bothered me about it. I felt like it was two different actors. It was really odd. When he was in the gimp suit, he was overacting.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe he felt like he had to like overcompensate for being in a gimp suit.
The fact that you couldn't see his face.
But he takes it off.
And again.
And then it's like, are we just getting gunked by his little Brad face?
Yeah. Herein lies the question of merch Bradness. Mm-hmm. Is it about what is the Brad?
What are we looking for?
Because, like, the performance, like, obviously Dark Side of the Sun is going to be Brad's movie. Ocean's 11 feels kind of like a Clooney film.
Right.
I mean, it's like an ensemble one, but it's very much a Brad and Clunes.
Mm-hmm. I felt like in Ocean's 11, it's that whole, if you're doing something right, people won't think you're doing anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he had like a really controlled role and it had to fit into that part.
Right.
It had to be a cog in this wheel of 11 people.
Yeah. No, definitely. And the fact he stands, it's true. He really slips into something there. He's got a real tight control of himself. His timing is amazing. He is so funny. He's so quick and, like, just, like, snap, snap, snap in that film. He's, like, he's so good.
But Dark Side of the Sun, he was so fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like, you know, I related. I've never been forced to wear a suit because I'm allergic to light. So I didn't relate.
Learn something new every day.
No, but, like, when he's, like, slashing in the puddles, like, I was taken back to that feeling when I was a kid. I felt like that was very emotionally resonant. I guess, like, I'm really drawn to the roughness of early Brad. I'm really drawn to the roughness of Dark Side of the Sun Brad.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, when he sees his face for the first time in the mirror.
And he's like, I look like Mom.
And he cries.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. This is hard.
I know. Merge Bradness. Harder than expected.
You know, because, like, after watching Ocean's 11, like, how can anything be Ocean's 11? Ocean's 11 is so fucking good.
That's how I felt. I was like, nothing is going to beat this. And I was like, no matter what we watch, it's like going to be a fucking shoo-in.
But, man, Dark Side of the Sun. It's such a tight movie. And it's hard to put something so tight against something so raw.
Yeah.
Or not raw, but like unpolished.
That was a really suggestive sentence.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
But you're right. It's
something tight against something, like, really, like...
You can't save it. You're right, though. It's apples to oranges.
What I keep coming back to is, how are we defining Brad?
Yeah.
Because, again, Ocean's 11 is a quintessential Brad. When I picture Brad Pitt, in this day and age, Brad Pitt, like, the quintessential Brad, I picture that era, that early, late 90s, early 2000s, Ocean's 11-y Brad, of that really suave, confident, funny, dark, but not, like, too dark.
There is a darkness to Brad.
Dude.
Dark side of the sun.
Dark side of the sun. So there's that aspect of Bradness. That is an essential, that is the essence of Bradness. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, on the dark side of the sun, mm-hmm. we get this range and this Brad playing as an actor, Brad finding himself, finding his footing, and like seeing all of these different dimensions to Brad. Mm-hmm. It's a more nuanced portrait of the same person.
Do you think that Brad would be, like, really offended that we're really torn over whether his first acting gig ever should beat out his, like, 8,000th most iconic movie?
I don't know. He doesn't have a Twitter, so we can't ask.
It's hard.
Brad, it's hard.
It's hard. And I'm, like, trying to think of, like, I'm trying to do the, like, could you swap him out with another actor test? But I don't feel like that's fair for Ocean's 11 because there's 11 of them.
No, I think that is. I think you can do that. I think, okay. So.
Because, like, on one hand, I don't think it would be that it's kind of tempting to be like, yes, you could, but he does have really good chemistry with Clooney.
No, for sure. I'm thinking of even just swapping Brad Pitt and Matt Damon.
Oh, my God, no.
Right?
Yeah.
You can do that. If you, just even taking anybody else right. in that movie and swapping them with Brad.
Yeah.
You know, you can swap him with Casey Affleck. You're
right.
You can swap him with
the
other Mormon twin. Like, Brad is an essential.
You're right. He's playing a really.
Essential to that.
He's playing a really solid piece.
And I feel like even think of another actor. Think of, like, could you put Channing Tatum, who plays a similar sort of, like.
A gimp. Channing Tatum in that End of the World movie.
Oh my God, he did play a gimp.
I forgot about that.
Gross. That was, like, his idea. Did you know?
Is it really?
Yeah, he was like,
I'm not surprised at all.
He like, because it was like so like ad-libbed and freeform or whatever. Shannon was like, what if I'm a gimp?
Hey guys, wouldn't it be funny?
Would it be like,
I'll bring the so costume.
Funny? Don't ask me why I have it. It's like, no big deal. Gross. Ugh. But like, if you took another actor of that sort of genre, of that like Tom Cruise-y thing,
right.
like, if you put Tom Cruise in Ocean's 11, it still wouldn't work. I think Brad is pretty essential to that role of Rusty. The end of this Google poll quote from Brad Pitt wears a gimp mask and kisses a dolphin in his lost film .. is Pitt was desperate to beat out River Phoenix and. I'm assuming getting something in this role. And I'm thinking about River Phoenix, and I'm thinking about that era of film. Mm. You know, you can...
Yeah.
I guess you can see another young actor.
That's kind of where I'm thinking, like...
Able to, you know,
right. Like, I'm thinking Matt Damon.
Yeah, you could see Matt Damon in this role. He wouldn't be as fun.
Right.
He wouldn't be as cute.
Right.
I'm inclined... to say, based off of the tie-breaking
swap test,
I think Ocean's 11 is the more Brad.
Yeah,
Brad.
I think I agree. I'm like very reluctant to make this decision.
Definitely no. I'm absolutely reluctant, and I want to stress how much you need to watch.
You should Dark Side of the Sun. Absolutely.
You should
absolutely.
Absolutely. I cannot stress.
You have to watch Dark Side of the Sun.
Please. It is with a heavy heart and with the utmost recommendation of The Dark Side of the Sun that we declare Ocean's 11 the better Brad.
But you know what? Dark Side of the Sun is going home with its head held high.
Head held high.
It's
with
going
the utmost
home
recommendation.
Knowing that it's a jovial, joyful little movie.
I give Dark Side of the Sun 5 out of 5 Brad Pitts feeling the wind on his skin for the first time.
Yeah.
5 gimp masks.
10 out of 10 kissing/punching a dolphin. 0 out of 5 crumbling a starfish in his bare hands.
10 out of 5 honest relationship with his father.
2 out of 5 leaving that girl twice stranded in the shack. But it was on her for sleeping with a gimp man. She knew.
Which 2 out of 2 spooky beetle eyes.
Fuck those eyes. I'm gonna have nightmares.
I feel like he's seen into my soul.
Oh my god, how scary. If you like listening to us, let us know.
We have a comment section on iTunes, provided by iTunes, and you can write us a little message, give us some stars.
You could do a drawing and attach it, although I don't think iTunes has that feature, but you could do it on our website.
MarchBradness.net.
You could go on Twitter, which is MarchBradness, and you could
tweet a picture of Brad Pitt Photoshop to look like your pet.
Or you could Photoshop your pet to look like Brad Pitt. You could be our friend on Facebook, which is MarchBradness.
If you leave us a comment, we'll comment back. And you can follow us on Instagram, March.Bradness.
Tune in next week for our mini episode, Movies Brad Pitt Should Have Been In. And tune in the week after that for our next pitting, which is Legends of the Fall versus Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Only in this episode, I gave a shout out to Cheapo Records, a Minneapolis staple. We're still unsponsored. No one wants to give us money yet. If you want to give us money and help us pursue this project, I promise you, I will just so easily drop your name and it'll be like really natural and cool and I'll make it sound cool. And I promise you want to be associated with us. I will shill out. I will sell out for you if I believe in your product. Won't shill out for you, Uber. Fucking suck my dick.
Bye.
Bye.